Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's the ETF of the week with Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, is the president of Global Trend Asset Management and the editor of ETF Trends. If you want more information, it's ETFTrends.com on Twitter at ETF Trends, and you can also follow Tom on Twitter directly, where he is at Tom Lydon. Now, the ETF of the week, I want to give folks a reminder that usually when you say of the week, you're usually talking about something that is active and right then. But sometimes we talk about bigger, broader themes, and it's not always a positive. We did have the first time last week where I had to play the loser sounder on our ETF of the week. We'll see what we've got this week after I say, Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
We're not talking another loser this week. We're not, like, starting a trend, are we?
No, not at all. We're back to the positive side.
Well, let's give it to him. Our ETF of the week is...
the Deutsche Bank X-Trackers Municipal Infrastructure Revenue Bond ETF with a ticker RVNU.
RVNU. Yep, it's a mouthful, but an interesting pick right now, given where we are in interest rate land and with the landscape. Is that what's driving the pick? Is what's been happening with the Fed, or is there more to it?
Well, Chuck, as you know, a lot of investors have been hunting for yield. We've done a lot of conversations about rate risk, which obviously affects municipal bonds too, but something else that's near and dear to your heart, because I saw you write a story about it, is what was going on in Detroit and the fear about general obligation bonds and the fact that what happens if Detroit happens to go bankrupt and you've got municipal bond holders that are left holding that paper. So there's a big concern right now, not just about interest rate risk, but the potential default of major municipalities, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And let's be honest, we don't quite know how it's going to play out yet.
Well, we don't. And with that in mind, Deutsche Bank's been very creative. And this isn't something they just created recently. They've been building this for a couple years with the idea that obviously municipal income is favorable from a tax standpoint. And this ETF does two things. Number one, it carves out all general obligation bonds, but only keeps bonds in there that are state and local municipalities where the interest and the principal repayments are from infrastructure type projects. So it's not tax revenue based, but more infrastructure based, where you've got toll roads, things like that, where you've got some general revenue outside of revenue that you're getting from taxpayers. So number one, that's excellent. Number two, the income that you're receiving here is over 4%, but that's also tax-free. So compared to what you're getting in treasuries and compared to rate risk that's out there, I think many will find this very favorable.
Yet, you're doing this at a time where many folks are nervous about it. How real do you think the problems are? Obviously, Detroit's not going anywhere, and there's a bunch of cities looking at what could happen next. I mean, Chicago, Los Angeles, a few others have been mentioned. So, is this one of those cases where you really are going to have to ride it hard and maybe not just do the 200-day moving average thing that we always talk about, but instead are a little bit more headline-driven? Because if it goes badly in Detroit, would this thing potentially crater because of what could happen to the market for munis elsewhere?
Well, that's the issue here, because what they've done in the way they structured the portfolio is they've taken major cities out of the equation. And so, for example, Detroit or other major cities would not be within this portfolio, but in fact, there would be transportation bonds, water and sewer bonds, utility bonds, education bonds, as opposed to city bonds. So this has been a major wake-up call for municipal bond investors with what's going on in Detroit. And as you point out, we don't know really where this is going. And if they do go default and other cities follow, it's going to rock the municipal bond fund world. But here's a situation where Deutsche Bank has gone in and said, we see that there's a potential problem. We see that there may not be an appetite for city municipal bond fund holders. So we're going to take those right out of the equation and stick specifically into infrastructure, transportation, water and sewer, utilities, and the like.
Well, and we know, for example, that in Detroit, as much as the city is bankrupt, the water system is profitable. It's actually made water system bonds for Detroit have been very attractive since the bankruptcy.
And that's the thing. So as you and I know, this begs for education. It doesn't mean, because of what's going on in Detroit and potentially other cities, that you run away from municipal bonds. No, that's not the case. But let's lift up the hood, get to understand them a little bit better, and there's definitely a place for muni investing for investors, especially high net worth investors who are looking for that tax-free yield. So getting back to your point, I would say first and foremost for income investors on your taxable investments, you could put 10% allocation here and hold this for a long term and feel quite comfortable.
Well, there you go. You answered what was going to be my next question, which was how much. The answer is 10%. And of course, the fund, again, is the DBX Trackers Municipal Infrastructure Revenue Bond Fund, RVNU. Yeah, don't let muni bond default potential really scare you out of an asset class that's important. That's the message here. Tom Lydon is the editor of ETF Trends. It's ETFTrends.com or on Twitter at ETF Trends. He is also the president of Global Trend Asset Management. And like I said, if you want more information, want to learn a little bit more about how to play the trends, go to ETFTrends.com. Tom, it's always a pleasure. Have a great Labor Day holiday. We'll talk to you next week.
You too, Chuck. Thank you.
There is much more to go on the August the 29th edition of Money Life. Stick around. Big interviews next.